اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد ولا نعمك العظيمة وعليك الجسيمة، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to share with you another episode in our series of duas to power your day. And we are in dhikr, more especially expounding on the virtues of istighfar. Today, I would mention three more points. And of course, then we will have another episode to conclude the series. Istighfar opens the doors of divine blessings. This is one of the greatest teaching that we learn, lesson we learn from the preaching of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates about the preaching of Nuh alayhi salam, one of the greatest prophets that he sent, who engaged in da'wah for hundreds of years. And what was the constant theme of his preaching? فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. I said, that's Nuh alayhi salam is saying, I seek forgiveness of your Lord. Truly he is forgiving. He will send the sky upon you with abundant rains and support you with wealth and sons, children, offspring, and make for you gardens and rivers. So istighfar, as Nuh alayhi salam preached, opened the doors of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will bless us with rain, abundant wealth, and offspring. So this is the that opens the door of the blessings. Another point that we derive from the Quran is istighfar elicits, brings for us the divine mercy. It's another aspect of the same thing. Here is another prophet preaching, لَوْلَا تَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Why do you not seek forgiveness of Allah, that happily you may be shown mercy? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. This is a hope that is not something, a wish. Surely Allah will bless you with His mercy, grace you with His mercy. Another important point is istighfar, constancy in istighfar protects us from the divine wrath and punishment, because that is something guaranteed for us. As long as we continue to practice istighfar, Allah will save us from the punishment. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And God, Allah will not punish them while they seek forgiveness. So let's continue to practice istighfar to derive the maximum blessings. And may Allah continue to protect us against all the fall of His wrath and punishment. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ.